The crowd of protesters outside the Saratoga Hilton had a simple message for the EPA: remove PCBs from the Hudson River. General Electric's dredging of the 40-mile stretch from Fort Edward to Troy wrapped up in 2015. New York State Assemblywoman Carrie Warner, a Democrat who represents several riverfront communities in Saratoga and Washington counties, spoke at the megaphone and held up a letter signed by more than 40 state lawmakers asking GE to continue its cleanup.
We have the right to a clean river. It has impacted property values. It has impacted small businesses. It's impacted our ability to attract tourists to this region. And we cannot accept this.
The second five-year review from EPA came after 2.75 million cubic yards of contaminated sediment were removed from the river. EPA says the 310,000 pounds of PCBs removed were more than twice the amount anticipated. The report did not call for additional dredging. In its June report, EPA said the results of the cleanup were generally consistent with what was expected. Elevated levels of PCBs still exist in fish. The report says that fish have begun to recover after dredging, and PCB levels in fish are nearing pre-dredging levels. More data collection and monitoring will continue. Outgoing president of the National Sierra Club, Aaron Mayer, said as a child, before the 1972 Clean Water Act, he learned to swim in the Hudson River.
My culture, Caribbean culture, Southern culture, and heritage is a river culture, which meant that we depended heavily upon a relationship with the Hudson River. My family, at that particular point in time, we supplemented our meals with a day's catch from the Hudson River.
The New York State Department of Health sets fish consumption advisories. EPA said in about 15 years, some people will be able to safely eat one fish from the Hudson River every 2 months. It will be more than 55 years before some people will be able to eat one fish per week. The agency says more dredging would not significantly improve that timeline. Mayer was critical of administrations of both political parties and claimed communities of color along the Hudson River are being sold out.
And we're here this evening to say no deal.
Ed Klinowski, Republican town supervisor from Stillwater and chair of the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors, said he believes the fight for a clean river is indicative of many other issues across the U.S.
And it's taken years to get us here. We need to keep on fighting. We're going to have to fight from now into our future, quite frankly, in order to right the wrongs that have occurred early and on throughout the years of our nation. And so the bottom line is, we know what to do, so let's do the right thing.
Some officials have also pushed for PCB cleanup in the Champlain Canal. The canal has not had navigational dredging in years because of the PCB contamination. Gary Klawinski, EPA's Hudson River Project Director, said comments will be accepted until September 1st. Such a comment period, already extended 90 days, is not typically held for five-year reviews. Klawinski remarked on the number of comments coming in, including at a meeting held last month in Poughkeepsie.
And we have been seeing comments rolling in. We've been very busy, so we haven't had a chance to compile them yet and review them, but we're getting quite a few.
If the EPA determines recovery is not occurring as expected, it will consider alternative steps. The next phase of the cleanup includes studying floodplain contamination. General Electric commented on the second five-year review in June. Spokesman Mark Behan said the company, quote, will continue to support the ongoing assessment of environmental conditions in the river and work closely with EPA, New York State, local communities, and others committed to the goal of a cleaner Hudson, end quote. For more stories on the Hudson River cleanup, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.